It is the big time. It's Whitney Allen. With us, we have the co-owner of my VW bus, Jake Owen, everybody.
You're still What's up?
Is Pearl's cool with you giving me that van, right?
Nah, she's probably not going to be that cool about that.
I told you.
I already told her she could have it, so I can't give it to you.
I know, but I
do love
you,
though. But
I talked to her on the side.
You
she's
did?
She's like, we're going to make a side deal at some
point. Wow. I don't know if I can do that.
That's a beautiful van. You know that I only... Was it Twitter? I joined to literally stalk your van, not even you. I'm not even kidding you.
Really?
I'm obsessed with that thing.
Thank you. It's 1966.
I know.
Seafoam green.
Who was it that couldn't drive the stick? Was it Chase Rice? There was somebody who was like, ooh, something about the van, but he couldn't handle the 6 foot, you know, the on the floor.
Yeah, it's got a long, yeah.
It was Chase.
It's a bit tough. Like, it might have been,
he's a wuss.
Might have been, yeah.
He's not a good guy.
Okay.
Well, he's a good guy. He can't drive with a shit. Forget we're on the radio. I mean, we'll edit this.
Fuck it. Who gives a shit?
God damn it. Right? I love you.
All of the swearing.
So we have how many? 6 number one singles so far. What's next? Oh, Good Company. Are you going to release LAX?
Hopefully next, maybe.
Really? Okay, because now you got Good Company. That's out now.
Uh-huh.
Like brand new.
Just coming out.
Yeah.
Summertime song.
All right.
For good people with good friends, good times, good vibes.
You've never done a song like that. All your songs are so depressing.
Yeah. They tend to work. Those kind of songs work well for me.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I know. But in real life, you do wear shoes.
Yeah, when I have to. Like today, I had to wear shoes.
In Vegas, you have to wear shoes because have you ever been on the sidewalk?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know those guys that do this?
Oh, yeah.
Sidewalk.
Yeah,
don't
trying
lie
to give
to
you some
women,
some nudie
some
tickets.
Women.
Yeah, some trying to give you some women. You don't want to look at the ground around there.
No,
I'm just saying. What are you doing here at the ASAMS this year? Anything?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. I got a show tonight. I'm presenting on the award show. I'm gonna party. I got a lot going on.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're a presenter, do you ever want to just like trip someone? Like, you effer, I didn't get nominated, so F you.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like...
nicer person than
there's, yeah, there's times where I'm like, damn, like, why didn't I get it? Like, you
right?
know, but then
yeah.
I don't relish in that because, like, I don't know. The same reason, I don't know. There's just...
You don't know?
It's a lot of politics, I mean,
right?
To be honest, it
we
is.
Because we didn't get a nomination this year either.
It's all good.
And we
I mean,
didn't
but I think
anyway.
You're great, and that's all that matters. The people who listen to you think you're great. The people who listen to me and appreciate my music think I'm great. At the end of the day, I don't think they're going to not like me or not like you tomorrow because you didn't win an award. You know what I mean? I won an award here in 2009, and then they blackmailed me.
See, that's not cool.
No, I'm just kidding. No, they've been great to me.
It was the thing you did, though, in 2009.
What's that?
Oh, we can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk
no,
about
we
that.
No, we can't talk about that.
It's what happened.
I will tell you that one of the highest compliments I ever got from anyone in the music business was from you when you said that I reminded you of Jerry House.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I mean, well, I freaking live on that.
Well, you do because you always are – Jerry always had a way, too, of talking to us artists and bringing out a side of us that other people couldn't bring out. And I think you've always been great at that. When you sit down with you, it's like an instant comfort level. And
although you've been avoiding you, since you I want the van.
Nah, but you, you know, award this year or not, you deserve it. And
well, you do too.
And the people that are getting awards, I'll say this, you know, they're well deserving of it. So
when we saw you in Nashville, real quick, one of the funniest stories I have out of Nashville, when you were set up in the Sony office and everybody had their stations, like artists had stations and people were, and you were trapped outside the bathroom. Do you remember?
I remember
this?
That.
There was a woman in the bathroom. Because like, I'm talking to Jake on the way in. I'm like, hey, dude, bathroom duty?
Yeah.
And I guess she just kind of got stuck there. And there was a woman in the bathroom. I want to know how much you were appreciated, though. Because there was a woman in the bathroom who was like this. Oh, my God. I don't remember her name. Leslie. Checking herself out in the mirror. Oh, my God, Leslie. Okay, get it. Jake Owen is right out there. He is right out there. Get it together. She was like giving herself a pep talk to come out and talk to you.
Well,
and she was so happy that it was just feet from the bathroom so that, you know, her hair would be perfect.
Well,
that's the kind of impact that you have.
Well, I'm glad to know that. And I'm glad that she had
it. I wish I remembered her name.
Yeah. Well, tell her I said hi.
I don't know who she was.
Oh, well, maybe you'll see her again.
In a mirror somewhere. Yeah. Jake Owen, we're getting the helicopter.
I love you guys. I got to get out of here.
You.
See ya.
Whatever. We're getting a picture.
Later.